From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hello, Will.
Hi, Sheila. Welcome back.
Thanks. And since the last time I was here, I understand you've gotten very big into something called Sudoku. What is that?
Well, it's a logic puzzle with numbers, and it's appearing in newspapers all around the country and in lots of books, too. The two books of Sudoku puzzles that are offered as prizes here on the Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle are both in the top 60 on the USA Today's bestseller list around the country, specifically number 42 and 56. They're my first quote-unquote bestsellers, and there are lots of other Sudoku books on the market, too.
I gather it is positively addicting.
You know, I started it in seriously in April, and I thought, you know, I'll do one or two of these. I can't imagine this is that special. And boy, did I get hooked.
Well, okay, remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Michael Stamen of Baltimore. I said, name a country, change its first letter to name a well-known island, and you can also change its third letter to name another well-known island. What country is it?
And I went down the wrong path. You tell us the answer.
The answer is Mali. You can change the first letter to make Bali or the third letter to get Maui.
We had more than 1,200 entries from people who solved the puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Dr. Ron Eisenberg from Tiburon, California. Hello, Dr. Eisenberg.
Hello.
And what do you do there?
I'm a radiologist, the head of the department at Highland Hospital, which is the trauma center for the East Bay.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, for more than 10 years.
And are you ready to play now?
Hope so.
Will, meet Ron.
All right, Ron and Sheila, I'm going to give you some words. For each one, drop three letters to leave the name of a tree. And the tree's name will never be in consecutive letters, but it will read from left to right. For example, if I said finger, F-I-N-G-E-R, you would say fig. All right, number one is bedlam, B-E-D-L-A-M. Drop three letters from that to leave a tree.
Hmm.
And one of them would be the first letter, I think.
Drop the first letter.
Elm.
Elm is right. Number two is mohawk, M-O-H-A-W-K.
Oak.
Oak is right. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-O-W.
U.
That's correct. Vanish, V-A-N-I-S-H.
Ash.
Ash is correct. Lip balm, L-I-P-B-A-L-M.
Palm.
That's correct, palm. Tea cake, T-E-A-C-A-K-E. It's a tree seen in the tropics.
Having a trouble with this one.
It does start with T.
I'm going to have to ask for some help on that one.
I'm trying my best.
Do you know Sheila?
No, I'm... teak.
Teak is it, teak.
Never seen one.
Okay. I'm not sure I have either, but I have some teak furniture at home. Try this one. Open bar. O-P-E-N-B-A-R.
Pear.
Pear is right. Printer. P-R-I-N-T-E-R.
Pine.
Pine is right.
Oh, yeah.
Try this one. Appalled. A-P-P-A-L-L-E-D.
Apple.
Apple is correct. Calendar. C-A-L-E-N-D-A-R.
Cedar.
That's correct. Besmirch. B-E-S-M-I-R-C-H.
Birch.
That's fast. Plutarch. P-L-U-T-A-R-C-H.
There's a larch tree.
Larch is the answer. Petrarch. P-E-T-R-A-R-C-H.
Pear wouldn't work.
It is another fruit tree, though.
Perch would be a fish, so that wouldn't help.
Just change one letter there.
Well, there's not a parch.
Nope, you changed the wrong letter.
Oh, peach.
Peach is it. How about Valdemar? W-A-L-D-E-M-A-R.
There's an alder in there.
Alder, that was fast. Mangrove, M-A-N-G-R-O-V-E.
Mango?
Mango, right, good. And a mangrove is itself a tree.
I was just about to say that.
Good, good. Orphanage, O-R-P-H-A-N-A-G-E.
Orange.
That's correct. Salmonoid, S-A-L-M-O-N-O-I-D. Almond. Sorry?
Almond.
Almond is right. Unpopular.
Poplar.
Poplar, didn't even need me to spell it. And your last one is willpower.
Willow.
Good job,
My
Ron.
My goodness. Your brain works fast. Ron, that was terrific.
Thank you very much.
And for playing our puzzle today, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and two Sudoku Wordless Crossword Puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, which, as we know, are bestsellers. Ron, what member station do you listen to?
KQED in San Francisco.
Dr. Ron Eisenberg from Tiburon, California, thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
And now, Will, what's the challenge you have for us to work on this week?
Well, name a well-known book in seven letters. As hints, I'll tell you it's spelled as a solid word, and it's so well-known that many people can quote from it by heart. Add three letters to the end of this title, and the result will name a late writer and television personality. Four letters in the first name, six letters in the last. What book is it, and who is this celebrity? So again, a well-known book in seven letters, spelled as a solid word. Many people can quote from it by heart. Add three letters to the end of the title. The result will name a late, great writer and television personality. 4-6. What's the book, and who's the celebrity?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Sheila.